big story will play out for Indians fans in our town later this evening, probably after 6 o'clock, when the call should come from Cooperstown. Jim, come on up. Let's talk some Tribe. Jim Thome and Jim Rosenhaus, kind enough to join us this morning. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Hello, Mr. Rosenhaus.
Good morning, Bill.
Before we get to the topic at hand, you are the first Indians official I have come across since Tribe Fest. Congratulations. Tip of the hat. What a success at the convention center. Rave reviews. Fans had fun. What a weekend. What a day we had.
It was tremendous, Bill, and a record crowd. Up by more than 60% from a year ago, over 11,000 people at the convention center. What a great venue it is. You haven't been down there for an event. Man, that's an awesome space, and the Indians used it well. It kind of alleviated some of the, in past Tribe Fest, it was a little crowded, but that was not the case on Saturday, even with all those people there. So great event. Great to see the players there. They're fired up, Bill. They're ready to go.
Bet they are, Mike Snyder.
And I heard some of the interviews, Jim, and it's so great that so many, almost the entire roster came back for that, and they just seemed to really be embracing it, didn't they?
They sure did. And you know, it's that you're in the middle of the off season, and they're not quite ready to head out to Goodyear just yet, but you know, these guys spend so much time together during the summer, and then most of them don't see each other during the wintertime, so it's kind of fun to see your buddies again, and I think that's part of it. And then just the interaction with the kids, the way it was set up this year, they had a baseball field in part of the area, and a lot of the players were playing with kids who were 10 years old and younger, so what a thrill for those kids, and the kids on the Indians, I think, had some fun, too.
Now that's good stuff, really good stuff. Can't wait for it all to begin. And tonight, as Bill mentioned, the big night, the Hall of Fame announcement, and certainly all signs point to Jim Thome getting in tonight. Jim, your thoughts about Thome?
Well, look, in terms of getting in on the first ballot, 8th in home runs all time, 26th in runs driven in, you can kind of stop right there. But I think the impact he had on a great era of Indians baseball here, that's got to come into play, and he will get in on the first ballot. He's tracking with half the ballots reported at 93%. Only Chipper Jones is ahead of him at this point. I think Vlad Guerrero is tracking a little bit ahead of him, but yes, absolute first ballot Hall of Famer. The name of the game is producing runs in his spot, and he did it as well as anybody in his era.
And, you know, and it's a great story from the standpoint that coming up the ranks, it was not like he was the number one overall pick. People didn't look at him as that great of a prospect when he first joined the Indians organization.
13th round pick out of a small college. And it just shows if you are good, if you have talent and work at it, good things can happen. And then the scouts find those guys, even if they don't go to the big-time schools. And, gosh, there's so many Hall of Famers who were not first-round draft picks, and that's the bread and butter, I think, of any organization, and certainly for the Indians during that time. A lot of what they did was drafting and developing and building up the farm system. And it's interesting, you know, you look back, and two of the longest-tenured Indians from that era were Jim Thome, parts of 13 seasons with the Tribe, and Charlie Negi. Parts of 13 seasons with the Tribe. And, in Jim's case, he was a 13th round pick, and that's a credit to him and the scout that found him.
Prior to Peoria, born 1970, his grandfather, Chuck Thome, until he was in his 80s, spent Sunday mornings at the softball league. Whole family played, very athletic. I found a great quote out of Sports Illustrated on a profile of Thome. They went back to Peoria, and people said, yeah, he was pretty good, but his aunt, she could rip it. His aunt played semi-professional softball. So the whole family was athletic, Rosie.
And you wonder, too, he was just a big, strong, like naturally big, strong guy. And you got to figure that's in the family, right?
Without a doubt. Jim Rosenhaus, same time tomorrow morning?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll have good news. No question about that for Jim Thome.
Let your people know. Thanks to your driver for handing the phone over. And we appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, Bill.
Thank you, Rosie.